Blog Talk Radio.
Hanging tough, staying hungry. Six times the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with the skill to survive. Challenge a rival, and it's the last known survivor who stops in the night. Watching a storm in the
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio, asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today, we have a great show. We have very special guest, David Ritterling of Visiting Angels. And Visiting Angels has over 300 senior home care franchises, non-medical, in 46 states. And that's coming up in Segment 2 of Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio. And our first segment today is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. Don, welcome back to another edition of Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio. How's the new year treating you so far, my friend?
Good. Going well, Marty, so far. You know, business is starting to heat up a little bit on the financing end, been getting a little busier this week, and I think you and I talked about it. So you know, I guess after the holidays, just tough getting back into business a little bit. You used to kind of...
More so this year, right?
It seems
like it was very tough. You know, I think, Christmas falling on a Tuesday? It was just very strange getting back. It took me about a week and a half to get situated, you know,
right.
So I feel like the year is just starting now, you know, so...
Yeah, I was really looking forward to, like, every year Christmas, but especially now that my twins are, 3.5 years old.
Absolutely.
I look forward to it because they're so happy. We're counting down the days, and
yeah. It's
a nice holiday, and now comes and goes, new year, and, you know, got to get back into gear.
Get back into the swing of things, right?
Right.
That's so true. Our last show, Don, we met with franchise attorney Scott Sandberg, and we discussed what to do if a franchise relationship falls apart. And Scott spoke about issues such as how to deal with intellectual property rights, copyrights, trademarks, non-compete agreements. I thought it was a very informative topic. Any thoughts on last week?
Yeah, like you said, definitely interesting topic.
Yeah, it was something we haven't discussed, you know, on the show, over the year we've been doing it. So
and something that a franchisee has to really think about and review, because unfortunately it's kind of negative. You don't think about what happens if the franchise relationship doesn't work out.
Exactly. You have to go into this thing with an exit strategy, don't you? And I think
right.
That was really, you know, one of the themes of last week's topic. You had a great question to him. You asked him if a termination or a disagreement could go into mediation. I thought that was very clever.
Right. It seems like that's what they do utilize sometimes, which is good because the franchisor doesn't want that negative press or something
right.
going to a lawsuit because that has to go into the UFOC. It's all documented. It could hurt future franchisees investing in the franchise. And then for the franchisee, it, you know, saves money. It's probably going to be some type of agreement that both
right.
sides will agree upon. Probably not totally happy, but better going the lawsuit route. So
absolutely. If there's no record that it ever happened, if it goes into mediation, you know. So
right.
I thought that was very clever. So great question on your part.
And Scott brought up a lot of good points about just for the franchisor protecting their trademarks and copyrights and.
It's confusing, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you think about it, I mean, once the franchisee decides to go his own way, you know, a lot of times they keep the same colors, you know, they use the same van. The place pretty much looks the same, you know, so there's a lot of confusion.
Right.
This is something that's very, very complicated. So, and it's something that you do have to talk about in the beginning. You can't talk about it when it happens, you know.
Right. Yeah. The whole purpose is you got to plan for it and just be
right.
aware of it. Of what to do, like you said, an exit strategy, because unfortunately not every relationship works out.
Right. Well, I've mentioned to you in the past, you know, and you know the story, you know, I didn't have one in one of the businesses I got involved in, and
right.
just never thought about it in the beginning, you know, whether being young or, you know, just thought that this whole thing was going to work out. And, you know, 5 years into it, you said, okay, you know, I want to get out of this relationship, and
right.
you know, there's no exit strategy.
Right.
So it became very, very confusing. So
yeah.
you really do have to talk about this in the beginning. And you and I have compared the whole franchise relationship to a marriage. You know, it's
right.
it's really that big and that important. So
definitely save a lot of stress, time, and money.
Certainly.
Just by discussing it up front.
Right, I agree. So it was a great topic. I'm glad we had Scott on the show, and we'll have to have him and Kevin Hine back on the show as well. You know.
Right.
What do we have going on today, Don, over the next couple of weeks? We have some exciting things
yeah,
going on.
We're meeting with David Ritterling of Visiting Angels. And,
great.
They're established, Marty, with over 300 senior home care franchises in 46 states across the U.S.
They're big.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, Visiting Angels has been ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the fastest-growing franchises in America. And next week, we're meeting with Central Bark Doggy Daycare.
That should be interesting, huh? We haven't had a concept like that on the show yet.
Right. Pet franchise, an innovative company created specifically for those interested in entering the ground floor of one of the country's fastest-growing industries, dog daycare. Come run with the big dogs, Marty.
That's clever, isn't it?
That's one of their taglines.
That's
for those
great.
With entrepreneurial spirit and a sincere passion for dogs, owning a Central Bark franchise offers personal and professional satisfaction few other occupations can match. So
right.
that'll be great. Talking about them next week and how they got started, how everything's going. Week after that, January 24th, meeting with franchise author Julie Bennett.
That's right. She's from Franchise Times magazine, one of our favorite magazines.
Right. Yep. The Franchise Times Guide to Selecting, Buying, and Owning a Franchise. It's the title of the book. It's going to be hitting bookstores this week. I think we're going to be getting
copies.
We're getting
a copy.
I
should be getting it sometime today, actually. So I think, in fact, I hope Julie autographed it for us. So.
Yeah, good. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. They'll also be at the Franchise Expo South this weekend. We'll tell people about that in a little bit.
That's right. It's
and it looks like it's a great book. I'll definitely have to add it to a couple of my websites.
Oh, absolutely. That's fantastic.
It says, buying a franchise can be a handy shortcut to the American dream of owning your own business, but there are dangerous pitfalls and possible drawbacks, even the best franchise deal. So this book's going to discuss the prospective franchisee and I guess they also go over top 200 franchises, according to
yeah.
Franchise Times, and 100 of the top up-and-coming franchises, and it's going to have a lot of overall information, financial requirements, and contact information. So,
right. I love their list, too, Don, because it's different from entrepreneurs. You know, if you ever notice, their Franchise Times top 200 is different from entrepreneurs'
right.
top 500 franchise opportunities, you know? Not much of a difference, but there is some difference there, you know, as far as who's number one. And, you know, they have different criteria, actually, for coming up with their list, you know. So, you know, I always like to compare.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, doing the comparison. I'm sure we'll do that.
Oh, absolutely. And she's probably got a lot of war stories, just like us. You know, I mean, here we are, you know, you and I. I mean, people have been requesting us to, you know, write a book. So I can understand why, you know, Julie certainly wrote one. She must have a lot of stories. I mean, you and I hear different ones every single week, you know.
Right.
And learn something every single week. So,
right.
yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on that book.
Good, good, yeah.
It's good. You know, speaking of Franchise Times, I don't know if you got the magazine this week, Don.
Yes, I did.
Great
yeah.
article in there. Connie and I watched a show called – have you ever watched L.A. Sunset Tan?
No, I haven't, but you were telling me about that a little bit.
Yeah, great show. I really got hooked on it. You know, I started watching it with her one day. She, you know, my wife loves all those reality shows. And so I started watching this one because it kind of pertained to business, you know, and it's about these, you know, two gentlemen who start up in a sunset tanning salon. And, I mean, what a great promotion to have a reality show.
Right.
And now they're franchising the concept, you know, and one of the gentlemen, Mark Kickenup, I don't know if that name rings a bell to you. You might have met him at the franchise shows. I've spoken to him on several occasions. He was actually on the show when it came time to, you know, these guys saying, you know what, let's franchise this concept. There's a couple things. It's from Nancy Weingartner, who's a fantastic writer at Franchise Times. It says, do you enjoy tanning? That's the first question L.A. Sunset Tan Productions asks prospective franchisees in its sales brochure survey. While some people, okay, we admit, or that person, may find it amusing, there's a method to that madness. If you're not part of the lifestyle, you probably won't move forward in the franchise process, explains Mark Kickenup, Vice President of Franchise Development. At least that has been his experience over the years selling concepts such as Max Muscle. He says, he's quoted, fat guys won't buy a Max Muscle, he points out.
So it's kind of interesting if you think about, you know, they want somebody who is certainly passionate about tanning. You know, if you're not passionate about tanning,
right,
they don't think you're going to be a very good franchisee, you know. So just thought that was interesting. You know, I want to, you know, keep our eye on this particular concept.
Right.
You know, I think they're really going to be big. There's a two-page article on them. And, you know, if you want to read the whole article, you can go to franchisetimes.com website. And the whole article's up there. So I just want to kind of mention that. Maybe, you know, we can get those guys on the show in the next month.
Yeah, that'll I'll have to check out the show, and we'll definitely read the article. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I know you had some interesting things as well.
Yeah, Marty, first just want to remind people of course, the Franchise Expo South happening this weekend down in Miami. It's the second annual going on starting tomorrow through the weekend. And people wanting information on that can go to franchiseexposouth.com.
Seems like everybody's down there, doesn't it? It's like
right. Well, I mean, it's a major show.
It really is. I know. It's you know, this is the business we're in, and I tell you, being on the phones this week, you know, a lot of people are down there already. So I mean, it's a great place to have a show.
Yeah, a lot of our company's clients who we do work for, you know,
a lot of them
are exhibiting down there.
Oh, we'll have to go next year then.
Yeah, I think we are, and then, of course, we'll start telling people about the D.C. franchise show coming up in the springtime in April.
That's right. I'm excited about that.
I have something here, Marty, through QSR Magazine, Restaurant News. PB Loco and the Cereal Bowl team up.
That's great.
And we've mentioned a few times, PB Loco was the first show we ever did.
Right.
Going back a couple Novembers ago.
We actually ran that show, too, on Blog Talk Radio. It was like 3 weeks ago, Don. So our listeners today can actually go up on our show page and listen to that show with PB Loco. Great concept.
Yeah. PB Loco gourmet flavored peanut butters and the cereal bowl are teaming up to create an exciting co-branded cafe concept featuring two of America's favorite foods, cereal and peanut butter.
It makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it does look like they would go together. The first cafe featuring the two brands will debut in Miami this spring. As part of the new joint effort, PB Loco will relocate its flagship location from the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, to the new Miami co-branded cafe. PB Loco's Mall of America location will close at the end of the month as part of a move of its flagship location to Miami. PB Loco's menu is built around peanut butter, one of America's beloved staple foods.
Wow.
Much more than peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, however, PB Loco features about a dozen flavored peanut butters. Likewise, the Cereal Bowl features another of America's favorite foods. Like PB Loco, the Cereal Bowl takes a popular food item to a new level. They feature over 30 cereals and 50 toppings.
Right.
I'm interested in going and, you know, seeing one of those one day.
Isn't it like one of those things, like you say, God, I wish I thought about that?
Right. Seems
you know,
like such a simple
it's so
concept.
Simple. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I had cereal this morning. I mean, geez, the entrepreneurs that you and I are, why didn't we think of that?
Right.
It's just great.
The new joint venture, Marty, the Cereal Bowl, will take charge of operating the co-branded concept of selling franchises. The Cereal Bowl will continue to operate out of its Miami headquarters, focus its efforts on continuing to build its brand on a national scope while developing new and unique flavors. That's what PB Loco will do. After looking at several different brands with whom to partner, we're thrilled to be joining with the Cereal Bowl to offer this co-branded cafe concept, said Ken Hall, one of PB Loco's principals and co-founders, who we also had on the show.
That's right. Ken was on the show. That's great.
The two concept cafes are extremely complementary, drawing customers during different parts of the day and offering our guests a wide variety of options from our respective two core competencies. So I see what they're doing. They want to, you know, get the people throughout the day, just not,
right.
You know, a certain part of the day. So that makes sense, and we'll have to follow that up and possibly have them back on the show to let us know how the co-brand is going.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd love to have them back on the show this year, you know, because they were just they were a fantastic interview. I know you and I struggled. That was our first show, you know, so it was painful for us to listen to, you know, in the beginning. But,
right.
Yeah, we've come a long way since having PB Loco on the show, but that was still one of my favorite interviews, though.
Now, this is, I mean, this type of franchise would bring out the kid in you. I mean, can you imagine either a young kid going in and seeing all this, you know, different flavored cereals and peanut butters. I mean, it must be like heaven. And then
it's a great tagline, Don.
Yeah.
You should use that. You know, bring out the kid in you.
let's contact them and
there you go.
And we'll get the royalty fee.
Okay, there you go.
All right, here's something. Am I a good franchise candidate? This is written by Michael Muscarella, January 4th, Marty. He's the founder and president of YourOwnFranchise.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was a real interesting article. Again, it discusses kind of the basics of franchising.
Right.
I just think it's a solid article. It says, with the knowledge that most new businesses are likely to fail within the first few years, it makes sense to consider a franchise, as the success rate is far greater. If you are at the point where you are reading this article, you are probably someone who has already entertained the idea of owning a franchise. You may have started and or owned a business in the past. Perhaps you are a successful salesperson looking to work for yourself. You may have industry experience that makes you uniquely suited for a specific franchise opportunity. Possibly you have grown children, are financially secure, and are ready to live your lifelong dream of running your own business. Whatever your background and motivation, it is important for you to investigate whether or not a franchise is right for you.
Yeah, that's a good way, I think, to start the year, you know, because as you and I, you know, I think a common theme on the show, almost every show, is not everybody is made for franchising, are they?
Right.
I mean, again, you have to be totally willing and committed and trust the system that you're buying into. You
right.
know, it works, you know, but you can't reinvent the wheel. So absolutely. So it's a great question. Am I a good franchise candidate? Because I think for a lot of people, Don, the answer would be no.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, that's really the first question you got to really ask yourself. It says, an ideal franchise candidate needs to be a self-starter, and an ideal franchise candidate must be able to strictly follow a proven system. While the previous statement may seem like a contradiction on its face, it is not once you dig a little deeper. As a self-starter, you find ways to be more efficient, you are willing to accept risk, and are confident in your ability to succeed. You are highly motivated and drive yourself to do well. When things are not going well, you never hesitate to jump in and get your hands dirty.
Right.
You work hard today, but always having the future in mind. These are all great characteristics to have as a potential franchisee, provided you don't try to reinvent the wheel like you had just mentioned.
Absolutely, totally.
The greatest aspect of franchise ownership is that you are working with a proven system. For the most part, if a company is offering franchise opportunities, they have already built a successful business and have proven that it can be replicated. The franchise company should have already worked out many of the costly mistakes that are made when starting a new business. They have put a structure in place to teach you their business, even if you have limited or no industry experience. The training and support continues once the business is up and running, but you must follow the system.
Right.
If you were an interview, the most successful franchises in a franchise company, you would find that just about all of them strictly adhere to the franchise system. If you are not the type of person that can do the same, you should consider another alternative, such as starting a business on your own.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, this article keeps going on. A little bit more, an ideal franchise candidate will be well-funded. As with any business, getting up and running can be very costly, is even more so when one buys a franchise.
That's for sure.
We've gone over that a lot. You know, obviously, you have to consider the whole financing end of things. Can you afford to start up and have proper cash reserve and go a while without bringing in a salary? Because like with any business, it's going to take time to build up the business before you can be profitable.
Absolutely. It's a great article.
Yeah. Let me see a little bit more here. At first glance, franchise ownership may seem expensive, but in the long run, it is usually a wise investment. The company name alone will often provide you with a built-in customer base. You will also be able to take advantage of volume discounts that you would not otherwise have access to. In addition, the franchise company may provide you with site selection and financing. Those benefits alone may offset the additional startup costs. So just be sure that you do your research.
Absolutely. Research, research, research.
Right. An ideal franchise candidate will have done their research. There are many ways to find out more about franchise opportunities. Use the Internet, like what we've talked about, to your advantage. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Find out what the company's customers have to say. Use the web to check out the competition.
Right.
Find a location in your area and make a visit. Some websites like YourOwnFranchise.com, FranchiseWorks.com, even GoFranchise.com.
There you go.
List hundreds of opportunities to provide detailed information such as franchise fees, royalties. Once you've narrowed your options, you can request additional information by completing a form containing questions provided by the franchise company. Again, this article kind of hits on several fronts, and just real good practical advice when someone's looking to start up a franchise, Marty.
Yeah, man, this is a lot of work, this whole process, too, Don. You know, I mean, again, I don't know if there's an average time as far as how long it takes to narrow it down to that one single franchise that you're interested in. But,
right.
You know, I mean, to me, it sounds like it's a 6 to 8 month process, you know, and to really do your due diligence, you know. And once you
right.
can get hold of that UFOC agreement, there's a lot of information in there as well. We spent a lot of time talking about that last week.
Right.
We had Scott on the show, you know, so absolutely. Why don't we take a quick break, Don, to hear from some exciting franchise opportunities, and we'll start with Jungle Quest. Want to explore owning your own business? yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept, you'll go ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has had over 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. And now available as a franchise, go to junglequest.net for more information. That's junglequest.net. And there was an interesting article in Franchise Times. I don't know if you caught it, Doc.
Yes, I did see it, Marty.
You saw that. That was great, wasn't it? It was a fantastic article. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And, again, we've had Jungle Quest on the show. You can actually hear the interview on Blog Talk Radio and franchiseinterviews.com. And just a great show, great concept.
Yeah, yeah, I think that franchise is really going to explode shortly, because it's just, kids need stuff to do is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Also, Marty, let me tell you a little bit about our friends at Garlic Gyms.
Okay.
Happened to the $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat approximately 100 acres of pizza each day, or about 350 slices per second?
That's incredible, isn't it?
I always get hungry when I read that line.
I mean, so especially when we had them on the show. That was
right.
Something.
Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough that you are still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Interested in owning Garlic Gyms? They're currently accepting applications to participate in their exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carry out. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in six states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. You can call them at 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900.
That's a great concept, isn't it? It's just, you think about with the Super Bowl coming up and things like that, And
right.
That's a good point.
We're having some people over. If there was a Garlic Gyms nearby, I would definitely do it. It seems
totally
like they know
agree.
What they're doing.
I was going to say the same exact thing. In this area where we are in Pennsylvania, Don, I think Garlic Gyms would be huge,
Right.
Absolutely. So I think they're a great concept. I think we're going to start to see them all over the place pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, the food plus the service, that's the key. So
absolutely. Segment two today, Don, is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And it seems the more time we spend pursuing success, the less time people have to enjoy it. And that's where smart people like you can achieve success and enjoy it too. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchisor, offers a variety of proven service franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumer and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success. There's Molly Maid, who's a residential cleaning franchise. Mr. Handyman, the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems. 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery. And Ducks, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com. That's servicebrands.com. Another great concept, aren't they?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Whole family of franchises there, so just great job. We're gonna have to have them back on the show this year as well. I'd like to get one of their franchisees from, their family of concepts. I think that would be a great show.
Yeah, no, my wife and I need to really hire a ducts-type company right now to clean our air ducts.
Yeah, remember you talking about that last year when we had the gentleman on the show from Service Brands, Rob
right.
Goggins, and it's so important when you have kids, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we just refinished our basement, so there was a lot of
dust.
Construction and stuff going on, and I guarantee our vents are pretty bad shape. So
that's something. Well, today, Don, we have a very special guest, David Riddling of Visiting Angels, and Visiting Angels is established with over 300 senior home care franchises, non-medical, in 46 states across the United States. And you mentioned earlier, Visiting Angels has been ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the fastest-growing franchises in America. Visiting Angels offers services to a market of more than 30 million senior citizens. That's fantastic. Hey, David, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year. Nice to be here.
Thanks, David. David, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. I know, Don, you wanted to say hi to David.
Yeah, David, we appreciate you coming on the show. There are a heck of a lot of seniors out there, over 30 million seniors. That's a lot of people to take care of, David.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, all over the world, seniors are gaining in popularity because we're all on the conveyor belt and we're all going to get there.
That's
and
right.
Especially there's just been a lot of focus over the last few years on the growth of the senior base, the senior population, and providing services to them.
Yeah, those are incredible numbers, too, the increase in the percentage of seniors compared to, say, 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's really, you know, incredible. I guess, I mean, obviously, people are living longer, eating healthier, exercising more, and you guys are taking advantage of that.
Well, absolutely true. I mean, the medical breakthroughs that we've been experiencing, the and now, you know, the seniors are staying in the workplace longer, and they're also becoming a source of caregivers for us. So we're seeing a real strong demographic development here, and we think the senior growth around the world is going to continue.
Right.
I totally agree. Dave, we always like to start off asking our guests, where you're calling from today?
I'm calling from Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh, nice. How's the weather out there?
Hey, it's beautiful. Nice sunny day with a little bit of snow, and I know you in Pennsylvania have had a little nicer weather.
We have, yeah. It's warmed up here a bit. Yeah, it's been really nice over the last
That's right. But our home office is in Havertown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, good.
And I'm Vice President of Development, and I work out of the west side of the country. But our home office is over in your neck of the woods.
PA, that's fantastic. David, what were you doing before joining Visiting Angels?
Well, I had a bit of a varied work experience, and I'm also a franchisee and a corporate officer, so I have a double hat that I could put on. But I was an Air Force career officer, and then when I got out of the Air Force in 1992, I went into the corporate world and kind of made my way quickly into sales management, followed by a move out to Colorado as a general manager of a manufacturing company.
Wow.
And as you know, that, you know, working for a corporation, and I've got six children, and they were moving us around a little too frequently. And finally we said, you know, we really always wanted to do our own thing.
Right.
And decided that it was time to call it quits. And after some searching and some due diligence, and I was listening to earlier on the show, and I totally agree, you need to really put your due diligence into the selection. We chose Visiting Angels, and we started ours in 2000.
That's fantastic.
So we're in our eighth year now, and it's just been very, very rewarding.
That's great. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
David, maybe talk about the history of Visiting Angels a little bit for us, please.
Well, I'd love to do that, and I think we have a very, very interesting history. We're now in our 10th year of operation. And one of our founders, Jeffrey Johnson, who was a psychiatric social worker in Baltimore, Maryland, was working at an assisted living facility and decided that, you know, he wasn't seeing a lot of happy people about having to be in a facility, and decided that he would give it a go and see whether or not people would rather stay in their homes. And that was sort of what he was hearing. So he ran an ad in the newspaper for clients and ran an ad in the newspaper for caregivers, and amazingly he got many, many calls. And I really believe that people would rather stay independent if they have the opportunity to, and Jeffrey responded to that. So our this was back in 1991 for him, but and through a process of his experience growing his business, he came in contact with Larry Meggs, our CEO, and they put together this program. And I guess their goal initially was, isn't this great? We'll maybe sell 10 franchises on the Eastern Seaboard, and we'll all be happy. And the concept is really built around relationships. And that is the one thing that sets Visiting Angels apart from the rest, is that we really focus on developing the relationship with the families and also the caregivers. And really, our whole unique selling proposition is that our clients get to choose their caregivers.
Oh, that's interesting.
And rather than just sending someone over to mom's house,
right,
to take care of her, we actually have a process that we go through to identify the characteristics of both the care recipient and our caregiver, and we go over and introduce them to the family, and the family has a chance to really interview the caregiver to make sure that they make the meals that mom may want, or to understand what the care recipient's going to need.
Right.
And they have, in that sense, a buy-in. So when the caregiver comes into the home, they develop relationships, and sometimes very long relationships.
Right, right.
Well, that's interesting, David. So you just don't pick any caregiver for a potential client. You really look to match them up based on, some type of questionnaire you have. That's pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, we really go into the behavioral aspects of it, and really our business is built all around passion, and we love matching up. I mean, families, when they're going through the crisis of having to determine what's going to happen with a loved one, it could be a fall, it could be an event, and families are in a crisis stage at that point. So when we can come in, match up a great caregiver to take up the slack of the family and to be able to provide service from 2 to 24 hours a day, it's amazing how that family dynamic changes.
Right, and like I see on your website, you have a very great looking and informative website. I've been looking it over a little bit. I think it makes a lot of sense. Most people would rather be at home. They're more comfortable, and that means they'll be more happy. And maybe that ends up that person being able to live longer, possibly.
We see that all the time, and we do a lot of hospice cases. Hospice cases, people are sort of at the end of the conveyor belt, and families are facing the loss of that loved one. We, in many cases, have put the right caregiver in there. And we've had hospice cases that lasted up to 3 to 4 years, and we've had people come off of hospice and really make recoveries. So we really believe in the relationship, and the stronger that is, the more satisfying and therapeutic it is for our seniors.
Right. Interesting. So you've gone over a little bit, of course, Dave, but how would you describe the Visiting Angels franchise system?
Well, I think it's very comprehensive, and as a franchisee, I'm amazed at the amount of information that we're able to get out. I think we're very electronic. We have an extranet site that is a benefit to our every question ever asked or answered to our directors group is indexed on that extranet. We've got PowerPoint training presentations by our industry leaders that are directors in our company. And there's a constant interflow over the internet and email. So a lot of communication, as you know, people ask our franchisees about the service and support. I believe that we're right up there on top of being able to respond quickly. The other unique aspect that I want to bring up is the ability to allow people that are out in the United States, and actually we're opening up some other areas as well. We have Canada that's developing nicely. We just opened up Seoul, Korea. There's a worldwide web that we're utilizing very well to find families that have a need for this kind of care. And in the last couple of months, we've averaged 4,500 leads, actual care leads that we distribute as a benefit to our franchisees, who get an immediate need an immediate lead goes to them over email. They pick up the phone, call them, and are able to connect with those families in record time. And it's working out just wonderfully.
Is that something, David, part of the opportunity for Visiting Angels, that the corporate office will bring business to them, or is that kind of just an add-on and a plus if that happens, or is that part of what you provide?
Well, it is actually part of what we provide. We are the only franchise home care company that has an ad co-op, and it's a very small 1.5% ad co-op. But what that does that makes us very unique is we have a national marketing leveraging program. And right now we are on some of them, hopefully I can mention them, but some national talk radio is really where we've had our sweet spot. And there will be mentions, so right now we're running on Laura Ingraham's show, Dennis Prager, Bill Bennett, Michael Medved, and that is a nationwide. And so they inform basically the country on our services. People hear that, get on the internet, get on the phone, and say, hey, look, I've got a mom that just fell, and I need this kind of care. And then our system then converts that lead directly to the franchisee in their area to get a hold of them. We just think it's revolutionary, and we're just seeing a huge momentum developing. A lot of people, the first thing they do now is they go to the internet. And just like this, radio show, people go to the internet for information. And when they want to know about home care or how to take care of a loved one, it's one of the first things they do. So we feel we've got that need really met, and what a benefit for our franchisees. In the early days of operation, we are feeding them real leads for real people.
Yeah, you're really maximizing, like you said, the internet. And I feel that would be a big selling point for franchisees, because not all are, you know, maybe some don't have any sales experience at all. It must be a little bit of a relief knowing that, you know, that they'll be brought business.
Well, and that is really right. And if you call any franchisee in Visiting Angels, they're all so excited about this program. I mean, when I first started Visiting Angels back in 2000, we didn't have anything like this. I had to go out and talk to discharge planners, talk to people in our senior community, and I also do a radio show in my community. And we have been able to touch our community in that way, but this has really opened the doors. This last year, we spent $1.4 million. And that was out of the ad co-op budget, just in the pursuit of leads and branding for our franchisees.
It seems like that royalty is well worth it
for
that type of national coverage.
Well, that is. And, I mean, our royalty is also very low. It's 2.9%, and it goes down to 2% at various increments. The ad co-op is a separate fee, but when you're looking at, and many of our franchisees have achieved a level that is, it actually has a reducing effect. So they're paying 2% on their royalties, and actually our ad co-op fee goes down a little as well. So we feel like we can operate the company very effectively and still deliver a great value and benefit to our franchisees.
Interesting.
I think you guys have done an excellent job at branding the Visiting Angels name as well, David. I know you guys got a lot of great PR throughout the years as well. I recall seeing you guys on, was it NBC?
NBC News, yeah. We do at Brian Williams,
yeah.
One of the announcers there. We Joe Byrne in Red Bank, New Jersey, has been working with their family, and it was a great tribute to us to be featured on NBC.
Yeah, I recall that. Yeah, that was fantastic.
That's right in my backyard here, David.
Yeah,
Red Bank.
Oh, is that right?
And I listened to
Oh, good.
Yeah. How we have some numbers, David, but how big is the industry? I mean, obviously it looks like there's a lot of growth in this industry as well.
This industry is growing at such an incremental pace, and I believe that a lot of people see this as such a tremendous opportunity. If you go back to the 1800s, home care started even back then. It was all medically oriented. The National Association of Home Care and Hospice, who we work very closely with, they've indicated that there's about 200,000 home care companies, both private, franchised, that would be medical and non-medical in nature. We feel that about 25% of that is non-medical, but with, as you noticed, there's a huge advent of franchisors offering this kind of opportunity sort of later in the game to address the senior issues. And we're surprised at how many new opportunities are out there. We certainly feel ours is the best one, but you can see that there's a real momentum in this particular sector.
Absolutely. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, David, since getting involved with Visiting Angels?
Well, I think what the most interesting thing is, on a human basis, is really what I was interested in when I bought a franchise. You know, my dad's a minister. I didn't want to do that. I had a business background. I was very entrepreneurial. And I think the most interesting thing for me is I wanted to give back. I wanted to find something that I could do where I could demonstrate the law of reciprocity. When you do things for the right reasons and you have passion to do them, the money and all that stuff just takes care of itself automatically. And I think that one of the things that's been most unique to me is that as our client base over the last 8 years has really become broad, and we've taken care of many families in our community. It's amazing that even today, I may not have known a family very well, maybe a case coordinator took care of that case, but they will come up years later and thank us for the difference that we made in their family. And to me, that is the most benefit. I mean, certainly financially, this has been a wonderful opportunity for our family and all the other franchisees that are part of our network. But I think the satisfaction of knowing that you are really helping to change lives at a critical time has been the most beneficial to me.
That's even worth more than money.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely it is. And yes, it's a very lucrative, the gross margins are very nice and everybody's doing well with the system. I'm happy to talk to franchisees and to see how fast they're growing. We do a little bit of, we do mentoring. Our directors are calling, including myself, and we're giving those basic business insights to growth, and we're seeing franchisees grow a whole lot faster than I was able to. So there's a real momentum.
Yeah, this is a franchise where you can really feel good about yourself at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like serving cheeseburgers or, you know. Absolutely, it's interesting.
And I think largely too, our seniors have been underserved, and a lot of communities try to address that through governmental programs, and we pony up right beside those governmental programs. We offer, of course, not everyone can afford our services because we do private pay, we deal with long-term care insurances, but we really do a good job of dovetailing with local authorities and making sure seniors are served, whether it's by visiting angels or whether it's by a local civic or a service group that supports seniors.
That's interesting.
You know, Marty, both our fathers are listening right now. Should we just tell them right now that we're going to be utilizing visiting angels for that?
There you go. We can arrange for that.
Yeah, sure. Might as well let them know now.
Dave, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another
segment? I sure can. Love to.
Fantastic. So I think what we'll do here is we'll talk about some other franchise opportunities, Don, starting with the Alternative Board. And the Alternative Board is seeking qualified candidates to become facilitator and coaches to business owners. We're looking for candidates who match the profile of our top-performing facilitator coaches. Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Do you have strong relationship-building skills? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If you'd answered yes to any of the questions above, then the Alternative Board could have a great opportunity for you. If your goal is to build a rewarding business using your expertise and you have a minimum of 10 years of senior-level business experience, you'll want to take a closer look at the Alternative Board. The Alternative Board is particularly interested in candidates with successful executive entrepreneurial experience in human resources, marketing, sales, training, operations, and more. Become a TAB facilitator coach to locally based business owners who could be the opportunity of seeking for long-term businesses that generate consistent income from membership dues, as well as help you start or expand local consulting opportunities. For more information on becoming a facilitator or coach for the Alternative Board, call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126, or go to our website at tabboards.com. That's tabboards.com. It's another great opportunity, isn't it, Don?
Yeah. We talked about them in the past.
We've had them on the show as well with one of their franchisees. I think it was Blair Koch, actually, and I think they're in Colorado as well.
Right. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with no or little industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small, medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisors. Call 888-258-2730 or visit AllegraNetwork.com and discover the power in the network. That's 888-258-2730, AllegraNetwork.com. Marty, we not only financed this franchise for several years, even doing several of their conversions. People buy a print business, an existing business converted to Allegra, but also for years my company has used them for our printing services. So I'm very familiar with Allegra. I've been pretty happy with them.
Absolutely. Strong testimonial. Absolutely. Great company. And we had, Daryl Buchanan on the show.
Right. I've been working with Daryl for years. Great guy.
Great guy. Great interview. Yeah, we're going to have that interview up on Blog Talk Radio this week, in fact, so you know our listeners can actually hear that great franchise opportunity.
Great.
Today we have a very special guest, David Ritterling of Visiting Angels. And Visiting Angels is established with over 300 senior home care franchises, non-medical, in 46 states across the United States. And Visiting Angels has been ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the fastest-growing franchises in America. And I think you're up, Don.
David, what types of characteristics you feel make a successful Visiting Angels franchisee?
Well, that's a great question. I'm responsible for profiling each one of our new franchisees, and we have a benchmark that we use that measures knowledge, behavioral skills, and occupational interest. And
right.
It's great for us to be able to take those characteristics. To answer that question, I think that certainly a high pace, the ability to get out and to you know, to be able to do marketing, to be able to meet people, I think great verbal skills, you know, just coupling that kind of energy, and I think passion is the number one for this one, and being able to really, really be attracted by people. A lot of people look at the senior home care industry as a great business opportunity, and it certainly is, but I think if you tend to be people-oriented, you enjoy the challenges of working with caregivers, you work with families, and you don't want to carry a lot of inventory, because that's really the key here, is that we're using part-time employees to do this. If you really like people a lot, this is just a fantastic industry.
But most of your franchisees probably don't have experience in the industry. Is that what you look for, or is it helpful if someone has somewhat experience in the industry?
Well, that's a great question. Many of our franchisees do not have any experience in home care, just like I did not. I mean, I had a propensity for people and decided that this was going to be a great match for me. But we have people coming out of the IT industry. We've got a new guy coming on from the pharmaceuticals industry. There's just many, many industries that are represented here. And a large percentage of those come out of the medical industry. And for instance, in Pueblo, 10% of our whole market sector is medical, and I see we see that probably across the country. There are a lot of RNs that are very interested in getting out of the institutional side, taking their experience, and actually operating a company like this, and they do very well.
You can probably tell pretty quickly whether someone has the passion or their verbal skills. That's something you could probably tell in the first 5-10 minutes of speaking to someone.
You really can. And also the profile that we give really spells it out. And we always then meet with the franchise candidate and really talk to them and interview them further. And we really want them to be happy doing this. And we certainly we want them to do well.
Right. Interesting. And I imagine you have a great training program. Maybe talk about that a little bit, David.
Well, it's very comprehensive. We do our training in Pennsylvania there, right near our home office. And it's absolutely a very comprehensive, very strong training, all the way from the systems that we use in terms of accounting, managing, and software, all the way down to doing phone interviews and listening and learning how to listen, reading behavior signs, going through a series of home care inventories that allow us to work closer with the families. We share the whole system in the training. It's 5 full days, and I mean it's like a fire hose. but when you come out of there, you're ready to rock and roll, and you're ready to get involved with your community, both hiring and advertising and working with families and making sure that we continue to follow the system with quality care.
So the training is basically about the business aspects of it. The owners, I mean, are they trained at all with how to be a caregiver? And
you know, we tell them about how to manage caregivers. We only suggest they hire experienced caregivers.
Right.
And we don't feel like that's a sweet spot for training people on how to handle your mom and dad. Typically, people or caregivers that are interested in that are professionally based.
Right.
They have worked in an institution and become basically burned out, having to manage 15 people, run people down to breakfast, and they would prefer to work in the home with one person. So we walk through what a caregiver looks like, how to handle a caregiver, how to hire caregivers, how to interview caregivers, and then how to implement them in a care scenario with a family.
Right.
That's great.
Very, very comprehensive.
What is a typical day like, David, as a Visiting Angels franchisee from morning till night?
Well, there's never the same thing. I know I'm here during the day. I'm also talking to franchisees, so we have a manager that works along with us. But it's really all about scheduling and making sure our caregivers understand their schedules. Every day we'll have a caregiver or two come into our office and want to inquire about working with us, so we have some interviewing processes. And a lot of it is just touching the networks in our community, working with our senior centers, working with discharge planners, working with bank trust officers, just a variety of people who refer us their moms and dads.
Interesting.
It's never the same. Each day is very exciting.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. It is.
I just thought, David, you know, for the caregivers, what type of due diligence or background check are done on them? Is that something that the corporate office gets involved with? Or
Yes, we do, and we're very, very, very keen on that because we wouldn't want to put somebody with your mom that we wouldn't put with our own.
Right.
And so that we have very comprehensive sources for background checks in every state. We here in our office, we do a pre-employment drug screen, and that really helps us to identify and feel comfortable about the caregivers that are coming in.
Right.
And we do no less than three calls to previous employers, families for reference checks. We put them through an orientation program here. So it really works well. It's very fluid, and yet we can bring people in. We do no less than two interviews, and that's part of our interview program, really focused on behavioral aspects. And so you can learn an awful lot about a caregiver when you know the right questions to ask.
The bottom line is that really gets to the core of the business, being a service business. If you have top caregivers and people who are passionate themselves, that's just going to, you know, reflect on the clients and, you know, continue growth for the company.
Well, it really does. And we've got clients now that have been with us for 6 years of our existence. And we've also have caregivers that have been with us for 6 years of our existence. And that just speaks loudly to the relationships and to the fact that we just love our caregivers, we love our care recipients, and we let them know that. And I think that's one thing that there's not enough affirmation in the marketplace, and when we can affirm people around us, they want to be a part of that.
That's fantastic. What advice, David, would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? The majority of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, I think, again, due diligence is really important, but I think it's great to understand what you're good at, what your passions are, and what drives you in a certain direction. Certainly, the profit motive is always there, but I see a lot more success with people that really believe in what they're doing. And the other part that I heard earlier I totally agree with is that when you buy a franchise, you really want to be able to get into the boat and row along with everyone else. You want to be able to stay in sync with the system. You want to be able to follow the instructions the franchisor tells you because they're proven.
Right.
And if you feel like you're a rogue operator, that you want to do things your way, you're going to sort of swim upstream a little bit. And I would really urge everyone that's looking to do this, just do what they tell you to do. You're going to be successful.
I agree. Absolutely.
I see, David, all your franchisees are bonded, licensed, insured.
That is correct.
The potential, user of the services, gives them a comfort level.
Absolutely, that's a great point, and I should have brought that up before. It's one of the things that really gives the greatest satisfaction to families that are using our services to know that we have the liability insurance there. The caregivers are licensed and bonded. Some states do have licensing for this kind of service. Some states do not. It's gravitating more towards a license. But we offer the families just a real peace that they know that we've got all the covering. We've got workman's comp for those of us that have employee-based companies, and I think that gives it's a great sense to know that. And you know what's also unique about this is that here I'm in Pueblo, Colorado, but many of our client families live in states like Pennsylvania. We've had clients in Germany. We've been taking care of their moms and dads. We've got a very unique society that they'll get educated, they'll grow up, and then they'll move away.
Right.
But then when it comes time for mom's care, they don't know what to do. So long-distance caregiving is sort of what we do. We fill in for the family regardless of where the family is.
Absolutely.
Wow. Any other characteristics? You mentioned what you want in your franchises or visiting angels. What about in general for to make a successful entrepreneur? Any other characteristics, David?
Well, I think being having enough capital to come and do this. I mean, you don't want to come in and although these businesses tend to grow pretty quickly, we don't want people to come in and think that, well, I can just do this just on a shoestring. We want people to be well capitalized. And when that happens, and they can do consistent marketing, and they've got the money and the funds to sustain themselves for up to a year, they tend to do a lot better than those that are struggling. And then the people that don't come in capitalized enough tend to step back and not invest in the marketing like they should. They don't invest in the systems like they should. So that's a characteristic I think that's really important. I think also, if you're going to come in, I think it's great to have a relationship that's strong. When you're doing franchising, if you come in with a partner and you're not too familiar with that partner, it does create some real issues, because at any given time in a relationship, when you're growing a home care company, there's an external and an internal factor. Early on, it's a very strong external marketing and getting out there and networking. And those roles sort of change, you know, as the business grows. And so it's very important to understand that you need a great relationship. You should be in, if you're going to come in with a partner or if you're going to come in with a spouse, make sure you've talked about this. You know that you're in a people-intensive business, and you're going to have to be able to communicate and to work well with people and not risk your own relationship.
Great points, especially with having capital to grow. You don't want to start a business and be conservative when it comes to getting a name out there. You got to do just the opposite and go all out. And I've been self-employed a long time. Always,
yes.
Always have to be very aggressive at marketing and advertising, especially early on.
Absolutely. I tell people, you know, there's a plane at the end of the runway. That plane is going to take off.
Right.
But it's going to take off a whole lot sooner if you invest in it and believing in the system. A lot of people get into this and they sort of say, well, I just want to break even. I just want to get to the point where I can get my investment back. And I tell people that's wrong thinking.
Right.
You really want to set your goals high. You want to invest in those, invest in the system early on, and let that plane take off very soon coming down the runway rather than at the end of the runway when you're not sure if you have enough left.
You know, I guess that goes back to your Air Force days, using the airplane.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
my dad
a little aeronautical.
Pilot. My dad was also in the Air Force and a pilot. So I can relate to all the airplane analogies.
There you go.
You know, do you make your franchisees at training, you know, write down their goals? And is that part you have them do, or you kind of just let them do that on their own?
Well, I think they come in with that inventory when we try to interview them early on, and that is part of how we talk to them. That's part of how we qualify who we're going to be working with, because we really want to make sure that their goals are consistent with ours.
Right.
So it doesn't happen during training. It's more in our stages of the due diligence stage on both sides.
And like most business owners, have a nice business plan. I'm sure that's part of it, your long and short-term goals. You talk about Visiting Angels' plans for the future. Imagine you have a lot of stuff going on.
We do, and actually we've done very well at developing our larger metro markets, and we're leveraging growth into our smaller rural markets, which we're finding are very successful. It used to be early on when people were learning about this industry, you know, we thought, well, 200,000 people is what it would take to get a good viable home care business. I mean, you could have a very viable business with Visiting Angels with 50 clients. You can be running a very large business.
Right.
And so because we do so much care with those 50. But our goals are to penetrate the smaller demographic markets around the country, and that's why we feel like shows like Laura Ingraham going into 350 markets is going to open up, you know, the smaller little towns in Idaho that have seniors that have real needs and are underserved.
And then you already have started the international growth.
We have. Matter of fact, I'm headed for Toronto tomorrow. We're going to be doing a show there. We've got a lot of interest in Canada. You know, their healthcare program has changed a lot, and more of their services have gone to private pay to make sure that they've got the care they need. So a lot of interest in Canada. We just did open up Seoul, Korea, and we are definitely focused on Europe this year. We're fairly new in the international side. And I'm leading that charge, and so I'll be doing some airplane time this year, I'm sure.
And you're going to be busy with your own business, corporate, international. So
absolutely, that's why we all need help around us, huh?
Right. You've got that great radio voice too, David. I must say you have the best radio voice out of all the guests we've had.
Well, thank you. Well, I do a radio show every week here on Clear Channel. So I do that all the time, and I love doing that, and I used to be a television guy in the Air Force, so sorry about the voice.
Fantastic.
You think we're good at this? You being in the business, you think we're pretty good at this?
I think you're doing great. I love it.
Thank you, David. Thank you. David, we have about 60 seconds. What's the best way to get in touch with you and get more information on Visiting Angels?
Well, you can always go to our website at www.visitingangels.com, or you can call us at 800-851-0032. And or you could give me a call as well. I'd be happy to talk to you. And my phone number here would be 800-851-0032 again.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, David. You've been a fantastic guest, and I think you guys got a great franchise opportunity.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much. A pleasure to be to join you today, and I hope you keep some nice warm weather.
Thanks, David. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thank
David.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great opportunity, huh, Don?
Yeah, definitely.
Really
it's like they having David as part of the team is looks like it's really working for him, and it's interesting how he's also a franchisee, and yeah, obviously he has the passion. And,
he really
and,
does,
and
yeah.
He loves
they have
this
a lot
business.
Of unique selling propositions, you know. I mean, I like how they match their caregivers with, you know, someone has to actually interview them first, you know.
Yeah, I like how they bring the franchisee's business, too.
It makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, they're paying for it with the royalty, but it seems like there's a lot of upside to that, and, you know, you're not scrambling. It seems like you'll get some business pretty quickly once you open, and that just, you know, creates a little less pressure.
Absolutely. Well, this is one of I tell you, I mean, a lot of people ask me what industry I'd be interested in if I were to ever go into my own franchise, and this would definitely be one I would consider, Don. You know, visiting
yeah.
Angels is, you know, I mean, after having David on, I think it's certainly one of the best, you know.
I was thinking also, if one of us are sick and we can't make a show, we'll just have him fill in.
There you go. He's got a great voice. I mean, he sounded like our producer, Paul Johnson, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he did sound
same
like
voice, you know, so just great guy, great concept, great franchise, you know, so we'll have to have him back, you know, as they continue to expand through us. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunity now in Canada, so.
Right, yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, you did a great job, Don, great show today, and got another great show next week, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Look forward to that. Yeah. You did a great job too, Marty, so.
And we'll be talking next week.
Okay, great.
Thanks a lot, Don.
Take care.
Bye. Have a great day.
Just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past. You gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up. To challenge a rival, the last known survivor starts to pray in the night, watching a star in the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. Exact the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with the skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger, the queen of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stops in the night, watching us all.